The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We've just learned that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing.
A cash for influence scandal, and Joe Biden has never satisfactorily answered this.
This is the message sent to the rest of the world. The foreign policy of the United States can be bought like a sack of potatoes.
Now, from the relieffactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Americans don't like seeing people cheat in order to win. Americans don't like a rigged system. And Americans who are learning about this Hunter Biden Twitter, Facebook, even the presidential debate scandal are getting really angry 19 days before the election. Tonight is the night that there was to be the second presidential debate. You know why the debate commission bailed? Brian Flood over at Fox News suggests it was to give cover for the would-be moderator, Steve Scully, who's a Trump hater. It was revealed that Steve Scully had tweeted and had done some things on social media in years past that were anti-Trump. He wasn't going to be a fair debate moderator. And they found out. You remember a week or so ago, his Twitter account indicated he had reached out to Trump hater Anthony Scaramucci for advice. He thought he was writing directly to Anthony Scaramucci, as the story goes, and it was publicly done. It appeared that Steve Scully, the debate moderator, thought he was sending a private message to the mooch, who is now, you know, a raving, unhinged Trump hater who was fired because of his strutting around at the White House and completely, thoroughly, you know, kind of, you know, embarrassing himself. So now he hates Trump. He's a disgruntled ex-employee. Well, while it appeared Scully was writing to Mooch, he insisted he didn't originate the tweet. He said he was hacked. Ah, cue the FBI. Wonder how that investigation's going. I'll bet they're with OJ on the golf course looking for the OJ, the killer of OJ's ex-wife. You know, it's they're still investigating the hack, just like the Joy Reid hack. Remember all the terrible things she put on social media years ago? Oh, I was hacked. I was hacked. Sure you were. Again, no word on the investigation by the FBI into the Steve. They gave him cover. They had to get him out of the line of fire. So they canceled tonight's debate. There's no reason they canceled the debate. Here's Trump on the campaign trail. Heck, he's dancing to YMCA and throwing his necktie out into the crowds every night. He's fine. He's fully recovered. He's energized. He's optimistic. He's providing all kinds of inspiration to millions of people. He's got his red Make America Great Again hat at the podium in Des Moines, Iowa last night. He could have debated tonight, and everybody knows it. So instead, they're going to have, they said, well, we'll fix his wagon. Not only will we take the debate from Trump, we'll give Joe Biden a town hall on ABC, give him his own platform. That was a week ago. We'll give Joe Biden an unchallenged piece of cake, unfettered act. We'll just throw him softballs. He can stand in his circle with his crooked mask on in the middle of an empty room and say all, mumble all he wants to mumble. Ah, but NBC had other plans. NBC has now given Trump his own town hall tonight, hosted by Savannah Guthrie. They're losing their minds over this because they know that Trump is going to outperform Biden. in the dueling town halls. Trump's going to be in his element. Oh, I mean, they'll throw everything they got at Trump tonight. Savannah Guthrie is going to sharpen her fangs, and she'll go after him, and they're going to go after it. But guess what? How's NBC going to get punished for having Trump, other than Katie Couric whining about it and some former no-name executives from NBC furious about it? Oh, monster ratings, and they'll laugh all the way to the bank because Trump will deliver them a big victory tonight. And then when there's a big ratings victory tomorrow, because we'll find out tomorrow, if there's a big ratings victory, I don't know, I shouldn't predict. Maybe Joe Biden standing in a circle with a crooked mask on in the middle of a room will outdraw Donald Trump. I don't think so, but anything's possible, I guess. As I always say, if winged monkeys swept down off the horizon and lifted me away, it wouldn't surprise me. As I was being spirited away in the sky, if I grew wings and flew home from work today, I wouldn't have, oh, 2020. That's just this year. Nothing surprises me. I do keep checking my back, see if any wings are going to come out. Kind of nice to be able to fly around and look down at this crazy country. And meanwhile, let me bring you full circle. Full circle. Yeah, this week, the New York Post publishes a cover story about Hunter Biden peddling access, selling access to the vice president. Joe Biden knew all about Hunter Biden's dealings with Burisma and Ukraine, even though he has denied that he had any knowledge, pretended he didn't know anything. Somebody leaves a laptop in a computer store in Delaware, never claims it. It becomes the computer store's own, the computer store owner's property. Turns out it's Hunter Biden's laptop. The guy opens up the laptop. Bingo, thousands of emails apparently showing this nefarious connection, the Biden family grift, the family of the Bidens making all this money with shady dealings that Joe Biden knew about. It's a huge scandal. New York Post runs with it. Nobody else will. Millions of Americans started retweeting the story from the New York Post. You know what Twitter and Facebook did? They shut it down. They blocked them. They took down, they blocked Twitter accounts of people who tried to retweet the New York Post story about Hunter and Joe Biden. Today, Twitter locked the Trump campaign's account for trying to share a video accusing Joe Biden of being a liar related to the New York Post's report on Hunter Biden's emails. They're doing it now. They're continuing to do it. They may have done it to you. They've done it to a bunch of our radio stations. I just found out this morning that our Tampa, Sarasota radio stations have had their Facebook accounts blocked by Facebook, by the tech overlords, by the totalitarian, you know, leaders, because our stations supposedly are repeating false information or something, and they've locked it down. Our stations in Tampa and Sarasota have a big station event next week. Regrettably, I can't attend because of scheduling issues. I'm in New York, and I hate it. I wanted to be there with Seb Gorka and Larry Elder and I think Charlie Kirk, and it's going to be a great event. I can't attend, but they will. It's next. Well, they can't promote it. Our stations can't promote it on Facebook because evidently Facebook has locked down our accounts. Big tech is censoring. We are watching, we are witnessing what Twitter, what Facebook can do. Kayleigh McEnany had her own Twitter account shut down. Twitter is shutting down the press secretary of the President of the United States of America. Kayleigh McEnany was on Sean Hannity's show last night talking about it.
I really didn't understand from @Jack what he was trying to say, because if you share a conspiracy, you know, the Russia-Trump conspiracy theory, I don't remember people getting locked out for those lies that we now know they shared then and even today still share.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It made no sense what he said. And consider this, Sean. This was a news story with emails, pictures of the emails, which even the Biden campaign does not dispute the authenticity of the emails. They had a chance today. They did not. But meanwhile, you're allowed a story about President Trump in The Atlantic, where you had more than 20 sources on the record disputing the content of the email. You have the Ayatollah of Iran tweet death to Israel, and this is permitted on Twitter, but not an email that is reported, by the way, by Fox News's news division, by the New York Post, a credible outlet. You are not allowed to share that information. And make no mistake, if they can ban the press secretary of the United States for President Trump, they can ban you as a citizen, and that is pathetic.
Here was Miranda Devine from the New York Post on Fox News this morning talking about what Twitter and Facebook are currently doing to the Trump campaign and to millions and millions of Americans.
If you were ever in any doubt that Facebook and Twitter, the big tech oligarchs, are corruptly partisan, then here's the proof. It's unacceptable. And I honestly don't see how they think that they can get away with this kind of naked hypocrisy. It seems that big tech only censors media companies, only censor stories when they're negative towards the Biden campaign.
And of course, President Trump is all over it. Here he was last night at the big rally in Des Moines.
Just weeks ago, Joe stood before the American people in a presidential debate and told you that these claims had been totally discredited and that his son did nothing wrong. But now that turns out to be a total lie. Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician who shouldn't even be allowed to run for the presidency.
Again, according to the New York Post's reporting, Joe Biden knew all about Burisma, knew all about his son's business dealings. Here's a little montage that Fox News put together of all the times that Joe Biden denied having any knowledge or discussing anything about Ukraine, business dealings, Hunter getting richer, and Burisma.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings?
Yes,
I stand by that statement.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Let's see. It's October 15th. Is this one of maybe many October surprises? Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios, 800-655-MIKE. Call or text. Lines are already jammed. Your voice, your perspective, your reaction to this huge scandal. And bigger than the Hunter Biden scandal itself is big tech censoring millions of Americans because they don't want Trump to win. They don't want Republicans to win. These are oligarchs. This is totalitarianism. And everybody knows it.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show?
We live stream at MikeOnline.com.
And then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel.
And be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
Has been deleted, and about 100 million more need to be deleted also, and forget about Twitter.
I happen to agree. I don't know why anybody engages with these clowns. They don't want, listen, they want your money, they want the heft, they want you to belong, they don't want your views. I don't know why anybody plays ball with these guys. I hate it. I hate Twitter. I hate Facebook. I always have, and I've been right. Eric Hansen was just pointing out how a couple of years ago, he went back to some air checks from back 10, 15 years ago, this show. We've been doing this now nationally for, what, 23 years? 98 was our first national talk show. And Eric said he found shows where we were talking about media bias and how it was creeping into Americans' lives. It's out in the open. They're blocking Twitter and Facebook. They're blocking the president's press secretary account. They're blocking the Trump campaign account. And all for legitimate reporting from the New York Post. The New York Post is a major American newspaper. It's incredible. Craig, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Mike. The chance for President Trump to fix yet another problem in America, I think, is going to happen tonight. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's going to compete with another network on NBC, and I believe that was his old station when he had his show.
No, he was on NBC. Wasn't The Apprentice right. on NBC?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
He's going to show America the other side that NBC viewers don't normally report. He'll be able to get them to be able to compete for sitcoms and reality shows and sports by now letting NBC go ahead and do a little bit more fairness.
Interesting. All right, we'll see what others say. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Bill, you're up. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I think everybody ought to support the advertisers that are going to run the risk of running the spot on Trump's town hall tonight. That'd drive them nuts.
Oh, they'll go crazy. Well, listen, I watched it happen with MyPillow. MyPillow got hit hard by the pandemic, and when Mike Lindell went to the Rose Garden and dared to say we should pray and open up our Bible, when he was announcing making masks for thousands of hospital workers, they went after Mike Lindell. They attacked him. Business went booming for MyPillow. Record year. MyPillow.com. Promo code Mike G.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Yet with Biden today, they take negative posts down almost before they even go up. They're trying to protect him.
Yeah, it's basically at this point, Laura, big tech versus democracy. These tech companies want to rig an election. They want to control what we read. They want to control journalists in this country. They want to control the news. And we just can't let them.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
You know, it's so funny to see how the media manipulates, how the media twists, how the media furthers an agenda. This is real. I'm going to ask you a direct question, and I mean this. If you followed this Hunter Biden, New York Post, Twitter, Facebook censorship story, it's a huge story on Fox News. It's a huge story in conservative media, One America News, talk radio. They're not touching this on ABC, NBC, CBS. The only time they're going to touch it is when President Trump rails about it. Rails about it. And he's railing about it on the campaign trail. Here he was last night, Des Moines, Iowa.
And people should pay for the crimes they committed. Which turned out to be a total illegal hoax that false and libelous stories every day. False and libelous stories. And they knew they were false, too. They knew they were false. They were never taken down by Twitter or Facebook or the mainstream media, never once. Yet with Biden today, they take negative posts down almost before they even go up. They're trying to protect him. They're trying to protect Biden. They take him down. And I was just getting off that magnificent plane behind us, Air Force One.
You know, last night on Laura Ingraham's show, Senator Josh Hawley, who's all over this, and I'm going to say this to you. Let me be very blunt with you. I know many of my listeners share my disdain for social media. I know it. I know my audience. I've got colleagues. They got 9 billion followers on Twitter, and they've got 90,000. You know, I get it. And I don't because I hate it. And I hate it because I know a lot of you hate it. Frankly, I have a connection to this audience in a way that most hosts do not. So if you're sitting here listening to me today saying, well, I'm not on Twitter. I don't care about Facebook. I don't care about social media. I'm, guess what? I get it, but you need to care because this is big tech thwarting democracy. They're trying to rig an election. They're trying to cheat and rig the election in 19 days. I'm old enough to remember that on the internet, hey, it was the Wild West. Anything goes. You put it out there, you get to decide. Not anymore. They decide. But they want all the congressional protections that they are receiving being treated not like the phone company, not like a public utility, but as a private company. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. Josh Hawley was so good last night on Laura Ingraham's show. So even if you don't like Twitter or Facebook, and I get it, I don't either, you need to be aware of this. Americans don't appreciate cheating. More ominously, we shouldn't appreciate big tech trying to rig the election.
Yeah, it's basically at this point, Laura, big tech versus democracy. I mean, that's what it is. These tech companies want to rig an election. They want to control what we read. They want to control journalists in this country. They want to control the news. And we just can't let them. And that's why I will be inviting and asking Facebook and Twitter to come testify under oath to my subcommittee in the United States Senate. The American people deserve answers. I've also asked the Federal Election Committee to open an investigation. You know, this is, looks like to me like an in-kind campaign contribution to the Biden campaign. I want to know what contacts did Twitter and Facebook and others have with the Biden campaign when they decided to start censoring this New York Post story on behalf of the Bidens. This thing just stinks. It reeks. And this is going to pull the lid off, I think, on just the corruption surrounding big tech.
Now, that was last night, so this thing is hitting the fan. Do you know what they did today? This morning, Twitter locked the Trump campaign's account down. The Trump campaign, from his own personal account, Mike Hahn, who's the campaign's social media manager, tweeted a screenshot of the Twitter message saying, your account has been locked. The post that at Team Trump tried to send to 2.2 million followers was shut down. The tweet said, the would-be tweet, they can't shut me down. I can't shut my account down. Don't threaten me with a good time. You go ahead, take me down. I don't know. I don't care. Because just don't touch this radio show. Because you can't stop these words that I'm about to read from the tweet that the Trump campaign tried to send that was shut down. Here it is. Joe Biden is a liar who has been ripping off our country for years. The would-be tweet had a link to the video of the New York Post article, which is a huge story at the New York Post. The story about Hunter Biden selling influence to the White House because of his father being the vice president. These emails from a forgotten computer suggest that Joe Biden knew all about Burisma and his son's involvement. It's the Biden family grift. Why do you think Joe Biden's a multimillionaire? You think what from being a senator with his $100,000 a year salary, he's worth $12 million today, $15 million? Oh, he's thrifty. Sure he is. Why has Bernie Sanders got five homes or whatever he's got with his lake houses? How rich is Nancy Pelosi, the lifelong politician? Ah, it's just, you know, they're just frugal. Yeah, they're just frugal. Bernie Sanders, the socialist, has three homes. I'm a pretty successful radio talk show host. That's one more home than I got. And one of my two I rent. Why? They're all bigger than mine. One of mine I rent. I just have one mortgage. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE, fellowshiphomeloans.com. You want to buy a house? You want to be like Bernie? Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Here's Bob. Bob, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Mike. You know, in 1935 Germany, Antifa and Black Lives Matter were in the streets. They were known as the Brown Shirts. A little bit later, Facebook and Twitter were taken off the air in Germany, and that was known as book burning. Are we about to repeat the same thing that happened in late Germany?
I watched. I'm telling you, Bob. When Eric found shows from 10 or 15 years ago saying, man, this media bias, it keeps happening. Is there going to be censorship? Are they going to try to censor? They are. They are. And they hide behind being a private company. There's only one Twitter. There's only one Facebook. You could try to have your own. It'll pale in comparison to the millions and millions. How many Twitter followers does President Trump have now? Somebody tell me, Derek. Take a look. Millions and millions of Americans who know that the president can bypass the biased mainstream media with a direct message to the American people. Well, now Twitter's interrupting that message. They're censoring that. They're censoring that. How many Twitter followers does Donald Trump have? 87.2 million people. I have 137. I mean, how many does Joe Biden have? Maybe he's got a lot, too. Because this might be a little precursor about tonight's ratings between NBC and ABC. Because I have a suspicion that President Trump's town hall will be a little bit better than Joe Biden's town hall in terms of ratings. Trump has how many million? 87.2 million. Joe Biden has 11 million. And they're censoring and stifling and blocking the Trump campaign. Wonder why. Must just be a coincidence, huh? Must just be a coincidence. 800-655-MIKE. Dustin, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hey. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Thank you. I wanted to know why. I know the New York Post is a big Trump-supporting newspaper, so why would they actually not sit on this topic and publish it? Why do you think that they've done that?
Sit on it. There's 19 days till the election. How long do you want them to sit on it?
Well, I mean, reports, they pulled things back from Trump and not report things before, but why in support of Biden, you know, why would they choose to release this information and not withhold it is what I was meaning.
I'm not sure you understand the Post story. Do you understand the Post story is bad for Biden?
Yes, I do. And I know that most newspapers are very liberal, so why did they choose to publish that?
Right. Well, you just acknowledged that the New York Post is a conservative paper that is a Trump-supporting paper. I mean, they found
that. I was being sarcastic. Oh. I don't think that they are.
I got you. Oh, you don't think that? Well, they are. They actually are a fairly conservative paper. The New York Daily News is the liberal paper in New York. The New York Post is relatively conservative. Now, the New York Post has been all about lockdowns and, you know, hiding in your home. New Yorkers are really afraid of the virus. And I've gotten a good perspective of having, you know, joking about the two homes, but I am blessed and I get to live, I'm a Florida resident and I have an apartment in New York and I've been able to spend time in New York. New Yorkers are very afraid of the virus and that's reflected in the New York Post. Every bad news is front page and every, you know, they get honest to gosh, a few hundred cases in New York and de Blasio starts thinking about shutting everything down. I mean, and they're trying so hard. As I said last night with some friends of mine at dinner, they're all trying. We had dinner last night at a really cool Upper East Side restaurant that's very famous in New York, Fresco by Scotto. It's one of the coolest Italian restaurants, and they've got outdoor tables, and they've got plexiglass inside, and, you know, they're down, way down from where they were before the pandemic. But no, the New York Post is doing what all the other news outlets have done in leaking Trump's tax returns and all the other, you know, go back to WikiLeaks, all the different things, BuzzFeed and the dossier. They didn't have any restraint then. Anything goes. Put it out there. So here's a story that makes Joe Biden look corrupt, makes the Biden family look corrupt, makes Hunter Biden look like he's peddling influence, and the Joe Biden, who has constantly said he didn't know about Hunter Biden's involvement with Burisma, he had absolutely no experience whatsoever in that industry and was making, what, $80,000 a month? Well, it's a house of cards. It's collapsing. And Twitter and Facebook now are furiously trying to censor anybody from sharing that message. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Busy day. Meanwhile, the Judiciary Committee holding an executive meeting. Some breaking news. The Democrats are desperately trying to delay the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Not going to work. They can try. They can have their extended temper tantrum. It's all by the book. She's going to get confirmed, and they know it. She isn't scheduled to appear today. Now it's witnesses. But it's all hung up procedurally where the Democrats like Cory Spartacus Booker and Amy Klobuchar are trying to shut it all down. Good luck with that. 800-655-MIKE.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show?
We live stream at MikeOnline.com.
And then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel.
And be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
Gallagher.
I just have a simple question concerning Twitter and Facebook and those tech organizations. Them together, to me, constitutes a monopoly. And I was just wondering if there's anything that we, the people, or the government can do about this monopoly.
Yeah, go vote. Make sure you move mountains and get 100 people to vote. Get your neighbors, your friends. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com and vote.
Yeah, Craig calling here from Pennsylvania. I'm no legal mind or legal scholar and have no legal schooling, but I don't see how that Facebook and other social media sites are not any different than a phone company. They're trafficking in, or I mean, their business is a utility. So how are they not regulated like a phone company? I mean, you can't shut down a person for talking about anything on their phone.
It's a great point. It's like taking phone lines, and if you identify computer conservatives, you block their line. You can't use your phone line. Now, they'll say that's not what we are. They're publishers. They're making decisions about who gets to see what speech. If they can block the press secretary of the president of the United States of America, they'll block anybody. It's pathetic. It is wrong, and it's got to stop. Now, what do you think the Democrats will do with this? Think the Democrats will hold Twitter and Facebook accountable? Think they'll hold YouTube accountable? Google? The big tech giants? You got to vote. Do a little, do a lot. Portions of our show are brought to you by Job Creators Network, bringing you the KeepAmericaAmerica.com campaign. We want to hit 1 million people or more and make this the biggest get-out-the-vote effort in history. You know, the great news about Trump's town hall tonight, millions will watch. If you don't like NBC, make tonight the night you like NBC. Because you can't ignore it. And they'll have to cover it. They're going to have to report on what he says. That's the beauty of all of this. You got to vote. You must. We're 19 days away. As the Judiciary Committee right now is held up in executive meeting because the Democrats are desperately trying to delay the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. And man, was she tough. And is she unflappable. You got to vote. Amy Coney Barrett is a result of the 2016 election. Period. You got to vote. You got to vote. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Here was Judge Barrett yesterday telling Chris Coons, she is able to think for herself, thank you very much, and she defends her process as a judge and a would-be Supreme Court justice.
If Justice Scalia had his way, we'd be in a very different country with regards to gender discrimination in one of Justice Ginsburg's most celebrated decisions in 1996, in the case involving Virginia Military Institute. I'm just getting at how closely you would ally yourself with Justice Scalia's jurisprudence.
I do share Justice Scalia's approach to text, originalism and textualism. But in the litany of cases that you've just identified, I hope that you aren't suggesting that I don't have my own mind or that I couldn't think independently or that I would just decide, like, oh, let me see what Justice Scalia has said about this in the past, because I assure you I have my own mind.
That's what the smartest person in the room sounds like. Makes you wonder what it takes to become a U.S. senator in America. Coming up, the president just took to Twitter and Facebook, commenting on this censorship and the Biden story. And breaking news about Kamala Harris. COVID has struck the Kamala Harris team. I'll give you that update next.